I support this country. I love this country. This is the greatest country in the world. But at the same time, this country is depraved. It needs the gospel. And most of the people here are not saved. And they need Jesus Christ. And they don't know him. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurt, and today we're going to be reacting to the God Plus Country trailer. I'm going to give you my thoughts and some hot takes. Check it out. What in the world is this?
America and Christianity are like baseball and apple pie, and we celebrate them together.
It's pretty epic.
I was 16, 17 years old when I became a Christian.
I'm an evangelical minister.
I've been a Christian my whole life.
I'm a Christian nationalist. I have nothing to be ashamed of because that's what most Americans are.
Is Christian nationalism Christian?
No, it isn't.
We should be blazing forth as a countercultural example, and instead, we're leading the charge of malice and division.
Christian nationalism uses Christianity as a means to an end, that end being some form of authoritarianism.
Being a Christian is about the values of inclusion. Christian nationalism is certainly not based on the values of the gospel.
God wants America to be saved.
They're told over and over and over again that you're in danger.
You need to fight if you don't want to lose your country.
We are in a civil war between good and evil.
This is not a movement about Christian values. This is about Christian power.
What happens to the people who don't believe this stuff?
We are on the precipice.
God is on our side.
We're taking our nation back.
The thing that keeps me up at night is that we lose democracy.
Does that seem possible?
Yes.
Okay, buddy.
Christianity at its best is committed to love and truth and justice. If we do this right, what a country we will be.
That's a good statement, actually. Okay, so I can obviously tell that this is going to be a anti-Trump, anti-conservative. Christians are trying to take over the country. They're going to try to be the new crusades. They're gonna persecute the unbelievers, you know, which is like, that is antithetical to the gospel to persecute. We're called to love our enemies. So, funny enough, it's kind of, I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me on this. I think both sides on that video have a point, but let me clarify something. Okay. The inclusion, the gate, you can already tell like one of those they're talking about inclusive in the sense of like LGBT affirming and leftism and probably abortion and whatever else. Obviously, the Democrats is of the devil. I'm not even like trying to say that. What I am trying to say is they do have a good point as far as this side goes. A lot of us, again, I'm speaking from a biblical perspective, not a conservative perspective, not a patriot perspective. This is from a biblical perspective. We tend to put things on the same level as God, aka the American flag, aka our country, aka the military, aka Trump. Some of y'all put Trump on. I literally saw a lady on X. Again, this is not to bash Trump. This is just to bash people who are just weirdo, like idolaters. I saw a lady literally say that, like, on Twitter, you could put like those two sides. She put Jesus Christ and Trump. Who's going to save our country? And she put those two up there. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that, bro. I just don't know how I feel about that. One person had Jesus wrapped up in the American flag like a blanket. No, guys, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. I support this country. I love this country. This is the greatest country in the world. But at the same time, this country is depraved. It needs the gospel. And most of the people here are not saved. And they need Jesus Christ. And they don't know him. Okay, I guarantee you this is not God's country. Okay, Have we been blessed by God in many ways? Absolutely. But this is not God's country. This country is depraved. This country is very depraved, especially if you go to other countries and you see how much less degenerate they are than we are. I mean, guys, like, we're missing the whole point of this whole thing. So this side does have a point. Another thing about kind of the Christian nationalist movement, and I hate that I sound like a leftist right now, but y'all know me, I'm not. But I'm just giving kudos to observations that I've made about our own movement. Another thing that I've noticed is, like, we tend to put our values and just presuppose that God supports these values, right? It's like as if God has to support the Second Amendment. It's like God has to support, I don't know, like whatever else you want to throw out there. God has to have his hand on Trump. No. Our Constitution, our documents that are the foundation of our country have to reflect what God wants, not God has to want what we want. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how that makes sense. And sometimes I feel like a lot of us presuppose that God is always on our side. But the Bible says that God's hand is against the wicked, and he hates those who are workers of iniquity. Okay? God doesn't hear the prayers of those who live in sin, right? That's 1 Timothy. God turns his face away to those who work iniquity. I'm quoting Bible verses right now. You guys may never even know it. Psalm 5:5, Psalm 10:5. Okay? Read those verses. He's not always necessarily on our side, per se, especially in a wicked country like the United States of America. Now, we have God and plastered on our license plates. We have God on our licenses. We have God on our Capitol buildings. We have God on our currency. We have God in our national anthem, or not national, national anthem and other important, things that we're proud of as far as this country goes. Our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, all point to God. However, that doesn't change the people in this country. It doesn't change what's happening in this country. And this is something that we need to understand as Christians and conservatives. We need to be careful not to push our conservatism on Christ. And we need to push Christ on our conservatism. Meaning sometimes when the Bible contradicts our conservative values, we need to be able to accept that and say, all right, Lord, you're right. You're right, Lord. On the other hand, I'm going to stop harping on conservatives now. I'm going to move to this side. You liberals, you leftists, you do the same thing, the exact same thing, and you do it worse because it's hypocrisy at that. This side is hypocrisy too. But I mean, this side is just blatant. Like it's blasphemy. It's making it's pretty much poking fun of what the Bible says at this point. This inclusion, this diversity, and all this gay and stuff like that, and saying God is not going to send anybody to hell for anybody's sin. You know, this stuff blatantly contradicts the Bible. Okay, and for you to sit there all proudly and point the finger over here and then make a documentary about it is just blows my mind to me. When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic fundamental right? What's happening at big tech companies sets a huge and dangerous precedent for the future. It doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for or what even you believe or what side of the political aisle you find yourself on. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, big tech monopolies and social media sites have instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against these big tech monopolies and their control of the internet, we here at RSBN highly recommend ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches. Video history and everything you click on, they all track it by building a profile on you and then selling off your sensitive data to people who pay them large amounts of money. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or iPhone or tablet, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and this makes your activity way more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more important than this is that ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most about this is how easy it is to use. Look, it just takes one click
to protect all of your devices. And that's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Tech Radar. So let's stop allowing big tech companies to revoke you of your right to free speech. And let's revoke their right to your data by heading over to expressvpn.com/RSBN. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you head over to that link, you'll get 3 months free and you'll also be kept safe from these cyber bullies who want your data. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. Guys, stay safe on the internet and let's get back to the video.
And it's funny how that side points to this side as the enemy of Christianity, pretty much. Oh, you're antithetical to the gospel. When really we know the true enemy is one who affirms sin, right? Who's trying to get you to sin more, who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, which is the devil, okay? And that's who a lot of you on that side serve. You're children of Satan. You vote like you're a child of Satan. You vote to kill people. You vote not to prosecute people who steal things and loot things out of stores. You vote people who destroy our economy, who destroy our country, who enjoy sending troops and funding wars, you know? And the Republican Party does the same thing, so I'm not even going to leave them out of this. My point is, both of these sides on their extremities are wrong, just as equally wrong. I know it's a hot take, but it's idolatry to think that we can just create our own God with our own values. It just doesn't make sense. Both sides do it. Of course, I'm mostly talking about this side doing it because the left, because I mean, they're just more depraved. And let's just be honest, y'all. There's levels to this, okay? They're way over there. But we have to analyze our own selves too, right? The Bible says, humble yourself and the Lord will lift you up, right? Take heed lest ye fall, okay? So we can think that we're okay with God when we're really not. It's possible. Have you guys ever read Matthew 5, where he says, there will be many on that day that will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not do all these things in your name? Did we not write a constitution in your name? Right? Did we not fight for our country in your name? Did we not do all these things? And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. So my friends, the first thing you need to do, and this goes for this side as well, both sides. The first thing we need to do is make sure that we're okay in the eyes of God. We need to get alone with him, get on our knees, seek his face, and ask him, Lord, is there anything that I'm not doing that I should be doing? And is there anything that I should be doing that I'm not doing? And whatever he tells you, you need to do it. That's like foundation. That's like the bare minimum. That's the holiness and living for Jesus alone is alone. Like that is first and foremost. After that, you can see what you can do for your country. After that, you can do with what Jesus taught you to do good to others and take care of your countrymen and your country fellows. I don't have an issue with patriotism. I'm a patriot. I don't have an issue with conservatism. I'm a conservative. I'm a very right-leaning conservative on a lot of things. A lot of conservatives call me too conservative, but a lot of conservatives would say I'm very moderate. You know, and it is what it is. There's spectrums to this. I understand that. But we have to be careful, my friends, not to commit idolatry. The most important thing is not saving this country. The most important thing is to love our God with all our heart, mind, soul, strength. That's what we need to do. And then secondly is loving our neighbor as ourself. Are you doing that, my friend? That's the most important thing. So let us not forget the purpose of why we're here. As a matter of fact, Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the whole conclusion on the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all, right? So Solomon, the most wisest man that ever lived, wrote this book, and he's telling us the only reason why we're here, the main reason, the primary purpose of man is to fear God and keep his commandments, not to save our country, not to vote, okay? It's to fear God and keep his commandments. It's just that simple. So yeah, and then this whole I feel like I've harped a lot on conservatives this video, but it's because, again, I do want to give props where it's due. They are sort of right. They are sort of right about us conservatives. We can sometimes take it too far. It is that simple. I'm not talking about J6. I'm talking about like putting Trump next to, Jesus, putting Jesus in an American flag. Jesus is not an American. Okay. this is, as a matter of fact, we're not Americans. If you're a Christian, you're just simply a pilgrim passing through. Our home, ultimately, is heaven, New Jerusalem, okay? I don't have an issue with calling myself an American. I'm just saying, I'm putting it in a perspective of what the Bible is talking, tells about us, you know? That's how the Bible describes us. We're saints, okay? We have a mansion in heaven, right? That's what Jesus is going to prepare for us right now. And so I want to get that in your heads. Ultimately, though, what's it going to come down to? I think it's really going to come down to professing Christians who use God for their own values, and they class each other, and it looks like the church is split on things, but it's not really the church. Let me tell you something. Just because people claim to be Christian doesn't mean they are. That goes for left-wing people and so-called conservatives as well. You can claim to be Christian all you want, but you're not. Right, the Bible says that you can profess to know him, but in your works deny him. Titus 1:17. Okay? Very possible. People do it all the time. It happens. Just come to the South, okay? There's this thing called cultural Christianity. It happens all the time. Of course, though, there's two sides to that. There's also very biblical Christians who have really good intentions, who sometimes genuinely have good intentions again, but they put their country before what God wants for their life. And my friends, that's not a good thing. You know, you may have some very well-intentioned politicians even who genuinely want to do service for Christ, and then they get pulled away from their ultimate purpose of what the Holy Spirit wants them to do, and they start getting distracted. And again, give any leeway or any room to the devil, and he's gonna take full advantage of it. Okay, we as conservatives, let's keep fighting for our rights. Obviously, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. Let's keep fighting for our country. That's kind of my take on this whole thing. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. And if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. God bless.